Okay, we need to make sure that we apply. And look, when I say correction, I don't mean just verbal correction. Amen. All right? I don't mean like a verbal, like, don't do it. No, I'm talking about the rod of correction. And look, if you say, well, I don't know if I, if they're living in your under your roof, they need the rod of correction.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Why is that? Because the Bible says that there's an order. There's one person who's in charge.
Yep.
That's the man. And what he says goes.
Amen.
Okay? And he's responsible. He's deputized by God to apply that rod of correction.
Amen.
You guys understand that? So we need to make sure that we're firm on that until the end. You know? And look, if you struggle with that concept, then build with the end in mind. Realize what that will do to them in the long run. I'm thankful that my mom whooped me when I was a kid. I hate hearing about people, oh, I just got abused, and you know, they messed up my brain. Man, my brain's not messed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not dead because of my mom.
Amen.
I'm not involved in gangs because of my mom.
Amen.
You know, I'm not a loser.
Yep.
Because of my mom. Why? Because she whooped me.
Yep.
She spanked me. Now look, she didn't give me the biblical spankings, you know, which is in the hinder parts. You know, Hispanic moms do it a little different. They use anything that's like, whatever's in sight, it's like, wah. If you're across the room, it's just, their moms, Hispanic moms, they could play baseball. They're just like, and you're just like running, like, bah. They're good, man. They're creative. They'll use any, the hangers, you know, chanclas, you name it, they can use it. They have a mind. They have a mind of witty inventions. Okay, but I thank God that my mom whooped me.
Amen.
Okay, why? Because you know I learned that life has consequences to it, and I tell my mom to this day, Mom, thank you for whooping me. You know, I want to make sure I raise my kids like that too.
Amen.
Because I'm not perfect, but I see what it produces.
Yeah.
It helped me to realize that there's consequences to life,
right.
Which ultimately really led me to Christ. Because then I heard about hell. I don't want to go to hell. I know there's a consequence for my sins. And that opened me to the gospel. You know? So you have to make sure that you're building with the end in mind. You know, that's why the Bible says, spare not for his crying.
Yep.
Right? It's like, why? Because you will deliver his soul from hell. He's telling you the end.
Yep.
What's the result of your chastising? And be determined to do it. Okay? Don't be influenced by this stupid society that tells you that you shouldn't spank your children and, you know, all praise and positive things. You can't run a car only using positive.
Right.
You need both negative and positive. Try to run your car only using the positive section of your battery. Yeah. Go ahead, try it. Let's see how far you go.
Yeah.
Not very far. Okay?